name is Colonel Chabert. A guy so disfigured, people stare. In the lawyer's office for the fifth time, trying to afford something more than a dime. Gutter jumpers tell him to come back later. Whatever, he's not a big debater. Always calm and polite. Can he get a Sprite? Maybe some clothes, food, some water, even the location of his baby mama. All he wants is the lawyer Durville. Get bills, his name back, and chill. What happened to the old honor code? Messing with old people is not the road.
Come back to Durville, who thinks he's ill. Gotta prove him wrong, gotta keep going strong. For extended 9 years, and always got our tears. In battle one day, double teamed by the Russians. Got a nasty concussion, field doctor the Russians. Needing check of blood, guessing when they called him dead. He rose up from the dead with a gash on his head. German saved his life when he was ditched by his wife. Called him crazy when he said that Chabert is his name. And he wants back his dame, but he's getting Durville to file his claim.
Durville, always willing to give money to the cause. His patriotism, one of his only flaws. German letter on his desk, who could it be for? Hey Bucard, I'ma need you to translate this, bro. Chabert's fortune only worth 300,000 francs. Be careful when you're married, they'll take half your bank. Half to the wife, half to the state. She'll take what you're worth, turn around and find another date.
Durville says, Chabert, you're not living like you're the OG. Let's get you threads and your boobacks ASAP. My advice is wise and it's to compromise. Let's give Countess and her monkey a little surprise. Countess living thug, ribbons and curly hair. Holding tight to Grants and Franklin's, you better beware. Looking pretty in pink, with a wink and a smirk. Getting the marriage annulled would drive her berserk. She did get his letter that DC madam for Rod, although claims to the public that her husband's a fraud. She refuses the old ball and chain, his rightful support, but that DC finally agrees to settle out of court.
Finally able to dress nice, he gets backstabbed by his dirty whore wife. All he wants to do is shoot Madame Farad, but the police would not applaud. The guy wants to end all the drama, kinda like we did Osama. Never should have picked a woman from the street, a decision he won't repeat. Can the war hero get some justice? It's not like he's trying to kill people like Emperor Augustus. Can the war hero be recognized as alive? Society is more corruptible than a disk drive. Nothing is going his way. Paris is full of foul play.
So they're riding along. She's singing a song of dedication and love and looking like a dove. Chabert's taken in to the reader's chagrin. She lies to his face for 3 days straight. Got Delbecq in the back, lying in wait. The Countess is hard. She goes straight for his heart to surrender his name and renounce his plans. She's as slimy as a squid the way she's using her kids. But Chabert catches on. He gets wind of her con, decides the past is forgone, and says he'll never be her pawn.
Chabert disappeared into the streets of France. Nothing to his name but some raggedy old pants. Once recognized as a wartime hero, now cast aside like a slumdog zero. A house for the old is now where he resides. A disgust for humanity built up inside. Always wishing he could be a soldier once again. Back when the sword was mightier than the pen.
Chabert spends his days drawing lies in the sand, hating those in robes and cloaks, the law's right hand. Get ready for some punches, lawyers, doctors, and priests, to the general and nothing more, and savage beasts. The Countess now claims she's a woman of the Lord. Lying about her husband? Give her an acting award. Here's the bottom line, the law will not assist, so sign a prenup and get merry well, or you'll be pissed. The Colonel's thoughts are on point, so fresh and swagged out. Word on the street is, it's came to bring about. Crawled out of the dead, it's freaking Colonel Chabert, formal general and outspoken regarding laissez-faire.